The Final Whistle with Austin O'Callaghan. Ocean.
This is the Final Whistle on Ocean FM. The All-Stars are heading for basketball Super League playoffs. Head coach Shane O'Mara, team captain Tom Child, and other EJ Sligo All-Stars club stalwarts on what making the knockout stages for a third consecutive season means. Sligo Rovers were at the All-Stars win over Galway Mary last night. We'll hear from John Russell and Harvey Lintott as the Bit of Red plan a full court press on Derry City this Saturday night. And having established a thriving underage soccer scene in recent seasons, Drumbar United Football Club are now trying to get it right in adult women's soccer. They're recruiting. If you're in South Donegal and want to start or return to playing football again, we have the Drumbar Lowdown on nine-a-side soccer. Welcome to the programme. This is Austin O'Callaghan. Also coming up, we'll listen back to that momentous Saturday for St Clair's Comprehensive School in Manor Hamilton and their All-Ireland Colleges success, plus Leitrim LGFA and Leitrim GAA's big fundraiser of the year. Quid Games comes to the Landmark Hotel in Carrick-on-Shannon this weekend. Cathy Butler and Helen Hart will give us the lowdown on all of that. The contact details you know at this stage, 083 3500 530 by WhatsApp or text. sport@oceanfm.ie is the email address, and you'll find us on X or Twitter at Ocean FM Sport. A reminder, first of all, that this programme will be moving in the coming weeks to a new day and time. Friday evenings from 6pm to 7pm will be our new home. More on that anon. First to basketball, and the Super League playoffs beckon once again for the EJ Sligo All-Stars. Wednesday night's 108 points to 86 win against Galway Mary confirms a top 8 finish for the All-Stars in the end of season playoffs. Where in the top 8 they'll finish will be determined after their final league game of the season this Saturday night at home again to Neptune of Cork. At this stage, it looks like the All-Stars will be travelling to either Cork or Kerry for an away quarter-final. 3 years ago, the All-Stars made their long-awaited return to the top tier of men's basketball. They've qualified for the playoffs every season since. All-Stars team captain Tom Child scored 7 three-pointers from 11 attempts in last night's win. He's been reflecting on the road it's taken to get to this point.
It's been a bit of an up and down season for us, but we feel we're peaking at the right time, and as you say, yeah, just delighted to make the playoffs once again.
You must have been practicing your three-pointers this week. 7 you netted there tonight.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, you know, some nights they go in, some they don't. Tonight was a good night, and yeah, just delighted it can contribute to a win, to be honest with you.
What was the key tonight? Not to be complacent. Marie may be bottom of the table, but they pushed you to overtime in Galway a few weeks ago. It was all about not tripping up tonight, wasn't it?
Absolutely. We said before the start of the game that tonight was about us and keeping our standards high. And to be totally honest, we've got to be better than that tonight. You know, we opened it up when we needed to and step on the gas. But yeah, look, Marie historically has been a very good team the last couple of years. And yeah, look, respect to them. Respect to them. They pushed us tonight for sure.
Your third season here, Tom Child, and every season you've made the end of season playoffs. You can take a portion of the credit for that.
Maybe. Look, if we can go one step further, then maybe I'll take a little bit. But listen, everyone here is a team effort. I'm just delighted to be part of such a wonderful club and community here in Sligo.
Have you a preference who you'd like to play in the last days?
No, honestly, no. Anybody. You know, as I said, we feel like we're peaking at the right time. And honestly, we'll prep the same way, and anybody can get it as far as I'm concerned.
Shane O'Mara, EJ Sligo All-Stars head coach. Now it is official. The playoffs beckon for the third consecutive season. It was all about not slipping up tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, we talked the other day, but this was a potential banana skin. You know, and look at Marie, have had a tough season, and our talk all before the game, as much as we tried, was, you know, that we have to show the respect and go out and play as hard as we could. You know, realistically, they've been decimated with injuries and players missing and things like that. So it's a game that we could have and should have won by a lot more than we did. But it's very hard, I guess, to lift albeit Everton was on the line for us. If we won this game tonight, it's a ticket to the playoffs. And, you know, whether we just didn't perform to our best, but it's great just to get across the line. Despite all that, was still a comprehensive win, but we should have put that away. We should have had the game put away earlier.
I can't remember, having said that, a more impressive spread of 3-point scoring in a league game.
Yeah. Look, and with that, like, both teams are playing, you know, playing decent defence. You know, it's not like there is a lot of open shots been made, but we hit ours. I didn't look at the stats now yet, but yeah, it seemed that way, right, that a lot were going in.
You've got Neptune at home on Saturday, your final league game. Will the possible permutations of who you might meet influence how you approach that Neptune game or not?
I think either way, look, at we you don't want to mess with karma, because you know, it's a game that you bring the form into the playoffs. So I think, you know, we don't really fear any team in the league, and you know, we've beaten everybody there, bar Colchester this year, and Colchester, a team that we feel that we have, you know, we owe them one too. So, you know, I'd actually enjoy a Colchester matchup. Ian is the other potential one there, I think, depending on where we finish up. So, as I said, we haven't looked that far yet, other than who we potentially would have. We haven't talked too much about it, but as I said, we wouldn't fear either of those. You know, we've competed always well with Aina, and same with Colchester. Generally, they're close games, and we definitely owe them one. So, either way, we're happy enough where we are right now.
You had a big midweek home crowd here. You were cheered on by John Russell and the Sligo Rovers soccer squad as well. So, a nice bit of momentum now for the All-Stars going into the business end.
Yeah, you know, it's great. We have there are a couple of people on the committee there, and sponsors in common with the two clubs, and I suppose it's healthy. When we were there on Monday, we were up to watch them play on Monday, and our guys, our pros, loved it, and it's just great to see that back, you know. And you know, it's a small town in Sligo, but it's great when the sports kind of that support each other and come out and get to know each other. You know, it must be a lonely life as a pro here. You know, it's not like we've the weather to do a whole amount in between training sessions and whatever they're doing. So I know our guys are housebound a lot of the time, but you know, maybe that's something for the future for these guys, because you know, as I said, it can be a lonely place to be. So I was just delighted to see John here, and John is a Mike Cullen man. He's would have played a bit of basketball with Mike Cullen back in his day. So you know, he's a great guy, and I hope they enjoyed it. I'm sure they did.
How will you prepare for the playoffs? Finally, is rest going to be as important as tactics and practice?
You know, it's, you know, between now, we've got that game on the game on Saturday. Look, we're just happy to be injury free at the moment, and I know I mentioned earlier on Saturday, Darren O'Flaherty. Darren has worked miracles for us, and he's kept these fellas healthy the last few weeks. He was in again last night, worked for an hour and a half on all the guys and to get them loosened up. So look, I'm confident enough that we'll be okay. These fellas know when the playoffs come around, the lights are on, and that's it's a knockout situation. So there's no such thing as being tired at that point. Our practices won't change too much. It's not going to get any heavier, and it's not going to get any lighter. We've a nice rhythm going out at the moment, so we'll stay where we're at.
With me now is Glenn Monaghan.
Start again.
Assistant coach to EJ Sligo All Stars. Well, Glenn, you're there. It must be a nice feeling to do it 3 consecutive seasons now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been, you know, when we came up, we were very ambitious. Yeah, we wanted to test ourselves against the best teams, and you know, Mary were cup champions last year, so we knew we couldn't take them for granted. But you know, we're ambitious to move on as well. You know, you can see here tonight yourself, Austin. You know, big crowd, Sligo Rovers here. So you know, we're ambitious and we want to move on. And you know, we feel on our day we can take any team in the country. So it wasn't easy tonight at times. We didn't play as well as we would like, and our standards were maybe not as high as it should have been. But you know, we've a game on Saturday night again against Neptune here, so you know, we're looking forward.
Well, you say standards weren't that high, but I mean, at times your starting five looked very impressive when they moved the ball quickly. The quality of the 3-point shooting tonight was particularly high, so there's some cause for stuff to build on there.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we've won 7 out of our last 9 games, you know, so it's an incredible run we've been on in the last
couple of weeks.
Absolutely. So, I mean, since the cup semi-final when we had a couple of injuries, since then we've been in incredible form, and we're looking to kind of build on that. We've another opportunity on Saturday night now to improve against a really good team. I mean, Neptune, they don't come any bigger than Neptune. So hopefully we get a big crowd here. and get the W, and that's what we're hoping to do, you know.
Is there a sense of satisfaction, Glenn, that you've got to the playoffs on your own steam? You haven't been relying on results elsewhere on the last couple of weekends.
Absolutely, Austin. It's a great point. I think when you look back over the season, you know, we definitely left games behind that we shouldn't have. But I think it's you know, our recruitment has been phenomenal. So that's really important. I mean, we put a huge emphasis, because we're geographically isolated where we are, in terms of trying to get indigenous Irish players. It's important we recruit the right players, the right temperament. And I think the group we have is an incredible group. They're, you know, they work so hard. They're in the gym nearly every day. They're shooting as many mornings. 9 o'clock in the morning, they're in here in the Mercy. So they're professional and everything. So we're grateful for that. And, you know, that's really important for us to...
Super League basketball isn't easy. You mentioned Mary. They were cup winners very recently. They're bottom of the table at the moment. Yeah. So things can change. It is volatile. But having done 3 consecutive playoffs now, do you think that kind of helps solidify the All-Stars place as a genuine Super League team?
I think, absolutely. You know, I think the big thing we lacked when we came in was experience and know-how. I mean, we were rookie coaches, me and Shane, when we came in, and a lot of our players were rookies. I mean, you know, there was talk around you know, were we better off in Division 1? Could we compete? But, you know, I knew in my heart and soul, you know, we had to be up at the top level to improve and learn, and that's what we've done. We're not there yet. You know, there's still some upside and some growth for us as a coaching staff and our team, and also as a club. You know, I think it's important as well we acknowledge the role the club have in all this. You know, it's not necessarily me and Shane or whatever. You know, you have Cyril Donlan there, you have Lisa Gillen, you know, you have Kathy Burke, you have Kira. You know, there's so many people behind the scenes here that make this what it is on a Saturday night. And, you know, we're only as good as those people are behind us. You know, you've Joan Donlan there on the bench, doing the table every night. We're as good with good people is the most important factor for us. We've a team that's full of good people, and we've a club that's full of good people.
We won't talk about who you're going to play yet. We don't know for sure yet, but, you know, you've got the big three there: Demons, Colester, Garvey Tralee, Warriors. But there isn't really anybody you'd fear in these playoffs, is there?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we've beaten everybody this year bar Colester. We beat Tralee here at home, you were here. We've beaten Demons in Cork. We've beaten Aina here over Christmas. So Colester are the only team that we haven't beaten. But we feel we match up well with most teams. And, you know, if we bring a Ray game, we can beat anybody. And, you know, listening to John Carroll, who's with the Irish team, he said, you know, nobody wants to play us. So that's a good tag for us. We're underdogs, we know that. And it kind of suits us. So, you know, it's a different pressure. But we feel we can bring a Ray game or a match for anybody in the league.
Well, Lisa Gillen, chairperson of Aegis Sligo All-Stars, playoffs, here you come. That must be a nice feeling.
It is incredible. Yeah, it really is. I suppose after the doubleheader that we had here was really hard work. And in fairness to the boys, they just laid it all on the line here tonight. It was a tough game versus Mary and midweek, and you could see some tired bodies out there, but they put it across the line.
Yeah, we've spoken to head coach Shane O'Mara and a few of the players, and some of them feel it wasn't their greatest performance, but I haven't seen a better quality range of 3-point shooting in the Mercy Gym this season, for one thing. But be that as it may, this is the third season in a row the All-Stars have made the business end of the Super League. Yeah. It does solidify your status as a Super League team, doesn't it?
I think, yes. The boys always said that one of their big ambitions was never to be a yo-yo, not to be jumping up to Super League and just get relegated the next season. So I think, they've laid down the mark now well. In that we're forced to be reckoned with. But I think a lot of it is, you know, you can get the right players in, but a lot of it is to do with attitude and the positivity of the whole community behind the guys. And they love Sligo and they love to play in the Mercy. And you could see Vonnie just played out of his skin tonight, our MVP. And Tom Childs, of course, is practically a Sligo man now at this stage. He's Tom Yates' child. It's just a great achievement for them.
What does it do for the club off the court, Lisa, that you will be at the end of season playoffs? Like, that's got to have some sort of a ripple effect for the rest of the club.
Of course. I mean, I don't know if you've been at the last few games where we have all the guys who have qualified for the AICCs, the All-Ireland Club Championships, the under-14s, under-16s, like, those guys can look and see, the guys and girls, because, you know, the boys don't, the Super League players don't make any gender differentiation between a player as a player. They give it all to the guys. So you can see they're aspiring to be what they, you know, what they see on the court. And Glenn Monaghan always says that, is that, you know, that's your shop window. That's what you want them to see it and be it, whether you're a boy or a girl. And it does give us more impetus when we see those boys to have a National League ladies side, you know.
So another trip to Tralee or Cork or wherever the playoffs might take you.
I don't care. Give me the road. Yeah, we don't mind. You know, we've been, like, I mean, the boys have gone to Cork and laid it on the line down there for them. I mean, they're fearless. They really are fearless at this stage. And I don't think that there's a club in the country that likes to see them coming either, you know. So bring it on.
Aoife Sligo All-Stars chairperson Lisa Gillen ending that report from the Mercy College gym last night. The All-Stars host Neptune of Cork on Saturday at home at 7:30. And as Shane and Glenn mentioned in that package, Sligo Rovers first team squad members and management were among the crowd at last night's match in the Mercy, supporting the All-Stars. So I wonder, did John Russell, a keen basketball player with Mike Cullen and Galway in his youth, pick up any new tactics for Saturday night's home League of Ireland Premier Division game against Derry City?
Yeah, a few blocks, a few screens. There's a couple of rotations, and you know, it was good to see. I used to play a lot of basketball when I was growing up in Mike Cullen, where I'm from, but I hadn't been to a game in a good few years, so I know it was nice to go and support the Sligo All-Stars, because I know they were at our game on Monday against Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, somebody from Marie said you played with Mike Cullen, all right, so were you handy enough?
Yeah, I was point guard. Yeah, I think I was decent at the time. So, no, it was great to see. It's such a fast-paced game, and it was enjoyable night, I have to say, yeah.
Are you surprised to see Derry where they are in the league?
I suppose I am and I am not, in that, yeah, look, the investment that's going on up there and their aspirations to go and try and win a league title. But also they're similar to ourselves in that they've brought in a lot of new players, and sometimes it takes time for things to gel and click. So there's no doubt they've signed quality, but it's getting the right blend and mix. And look, they've been probably unlucky in one or two games. Results gone the other way on them. The man sent off against St. Pat's, and they probably should have beaten Galway in the last game. So we know we're in for a hell of a game on Saturday.
So it'd be dangerous to say this is a good time to be playing Derry, because they might be wounded.
It's not that they're wounded. We're probably in similar situations. So there's a lot of unknown, but it's two teams that are looking to try and go and win a game of football. And anytime you play Derry, it's always a tough game and there should be a big crowd. But for us, we just have to make sure that we build on our last two performances. It's always about us. We know the strengths that Derry are going to bring, but we need to bring our strengths.
What are you looking for on Saturday night in particular? Is it to kind of repeat the performance against Shamrock Rovers?
Yeah, I think that was a really good performance in and out of possession on the night. We controlled the game for large spells, and even out of possession, we limited Shamrock Rovers to very few chances, and we'll have to do the same again on Saturday. And look, our home form was excellent last year, and we were disappointed to lose the first game of the season against Waterford, but we'll be hoping for a repeat performance like we had against Shamrock Rovers.
That was a fairly punishing game physically down in Cork, because the way it unfolded and playing with 10 men for a good portion of the second half. In terms of who's available, has your squad been affected unduly? Apart from Conor Reynolds, obviously he's suspended. But
yeah, Conor suspended, yeah. No, we have a few that we're managing in terms of knocks. Like, the three games in a week takes its toll, and especially with two away games. And yeah, going down to 10 men as well in the third match. And a lot of the players played the three games, and we're still trying to manage the load of players coming off the back of a pre-season when players haven't played a huge amount. So we're hoping to have the majority of the squad available for Saturday night, but we'll know more kind of tomorrow. But look, the big thing was to get through the three games, and especially the last two, we got points on the board, and that's the main thing.
Sligo Rovers boss John Russell on getting ready for Derry City this Saturday night. Rovers' new right back, Harvey Lintott, drew plenty of praise for the quality of his delivery that set up Owen Elding's goal against Cork City in last Friday night's 1-1 draw. Lintott is on a loan here at the Showgrounds until the end of June from Northampton, and he's keen to make the most of his time in the Northwest. That means playing matches, even if in the last week, three games in 7 days has been pretty full on.
It's always tough, three games in a week, no matter what stage of fitness you're at. Obviously for me, it's been great to tick that off, to get three games in a week under my belt. It only makes you stronger, because I know we'll have that probably soon, another three games in a week, so we've all got to get used to it, and it will stand us in good stead for then to get those minutes and to do that. Only helps everyone's fitness levels.
And you're probably one of the players in particular looking for game time to get up to match fitness.
Yeah, it's as the Gaff said, it's about sort of managing and managing minutes. Especially for me, I'm really enjoying getting those minutes, and for me, it's about getting as many as I can and building up and getting sharper each game, and getting to just each game up in the level.
Were you pleased with your contribution last Friday? The cross for the goal wasn't bad, first of all, but yourself and Owen Elding already seem to be developing a good understanding on the right-hand side.
Yeah, definitely. It takes time and it takes games to get used to that, especially with the whole new squad. Obviously really pleased with my contribution and the link-up with Owen. I feel we sort of, gel together well, and we are getting to know each other as players. As with any game, there's a lot to improve on, of course, from me and from everyone. But you've got to as I said, build on each game, take the positives, I was pleased to contribute that assist, and hopefully it's the start of many. So yeah.
I know it's very early days to make a judgment, but is the League of Ireland, which is new to you, is it what you thought it would be, or what has surprised you, if anything?
I mean, to the main thing, to be honest, is I suppose it's not really to do with on the pitch. It's off the pitch. The fans have been brilliant, to be honest. The atmosphere that gets created in this league is it really sort of, stood out to me, especially at home, obviously, with the Shamrock game. It was amazing to see so many there, and the noise they created in the atmosphere really pushed us on. Obviously, away games as well, you go down to a place like Cork and the atmosphere is, it gets you fueled up and rolled up. And it was great to see, the Sligo fans made that long trip down as well. But that's something that really stood out to me. The atmosphere is, second to none, really.
Sligo Rovers right back Harvey Lintott on his time so far at the Showgrounds. He'll be in the first team squad for Saturday night's home game against Derry City. Two of his teammates were called up today to the Republic of Ireland under 21 international squad, goalkeeper Conor Walsh and attacking midfielder Jad Hakiki will be part of the Irish squad heading to Spain at the end of next week for two friendly internationals, against Scotland on the 21st of March and against Hungary 3 days later. A reminder to Sligo Rovers women, after their nil-all draw against Bohemians last Saturday in their opening league match of the new Women's League of Ireland, they go to Turner's Cross this Saturday to play Cork City at 5:00. When we come back, we'll hear about Drumbar United FC's plans to bolster adult women's soccer in South Donegal. Plus that cloud nine is still hovering proudly over Manor Hamilton and North Leitrim. Reflections on St Clair's All-Ireland School's success in Gaelic football.
Ocean FM.
Sligo Rovers against Derry City. Live from the showgrounds this Saturday night on Ocean FM Sport with Henry's Bar and Restaurant Cashel Garran. Offering a new menu, new dishes. Wednesday to Sunday, lunch served from noon to 3 p.m. Great taste, great price. Rovers at home to Derry City, Saturday night, 7:45 on Ocean FM Sport.
The Final Whistle with Austin O'Callaghan.
Well, women's soccer in Donegal is about to begin a new nine-a-side league at the end of the month. This follows on from a successful five-a-side competition over the winter period, which was aimed at growing the number of participating teams in the county. Drumbar United FC in South Donegal are one of the clubs involved. The main women's adult 11-a-side league last season comprised just four clubs, and Drumbar, who were part of it, struggled to keep a side in the league because of playing numbers. But the smaller-sided leagues have generated more appeal. San Drumbar are now recruiting new players to join their ranks for the nine-a-side competition. It kicks off at the end of this month. The club has already a thriving underage soccer scene, and as club coach Paddy Gallagher has been explaining, Drumbar want to establish an adult women's team that the underage cohort can aspire to play for.
Come off the back of a seven-a-side league over the winter there with the Donegal Women's League, and the league's promoting a new nine-a-side league. So the squad we have, it's a relatively good squad, it's a good fun squad to be part of. But we are light in numbers, and we would love to encourage, as we are the only club in the south of Donegal, we would love to encourage more girls to get involved with us, particularly more through the over 18 and over 18 end of things in the region. We have a number of girls there, ranging from about 18 and two or three girls in their 40s playing football with us. So it's a good spread in age. So we would welcome anyone with any ability to come and join us.
Now, this new nine-a-side adult women's league begins when, Paddy?
It's going to kick off on the 31st of March this year.
And you want to just strengthen the numbers that Drumbar have. Because when I think of Drumbar United FC, Paddy, I think of a very vibrant underage girls' soccer season. You've enjoyed healthy numbers and a fair degree of success on the soccer pitch in recent years.
That's right. Our underage is actually thriving. From under 10s, we've got great numbers there, and under 12s, under 14s, fantastic numbers. Our under 16s, due to probably there's a wee bit of a drop off in numbers at under 16s, and that's down to other commitments. Some of the girls are excelling and going on to play with their county teams in Gaelic, and then going to, some of them have signed with Finn Harps as well, which is very pleasing. But at the same time, we would like to build from under 16s right into seniors. We'd love to build their numbers there. That's where it's great to see the success on the pitch in terms of winning leagues, in terms of the players going on to play National League or playing with their county, Donegal GAA. But we would love to see the numbers stay and progress. We have a pathway in the club, and we would love to build enough success as well.
Okay, so you want to establish an adult team on a more permanent basis that gives a clearer destination of travel for those young underage players coming through your ranks. So are you looking for new players, or are you looking for players who used to play maybe for Drumbar or another club in the area, or is it a mixture of both?
A mixture of anything, really. We took a survey there within the team, and asking what it is they like to play, why do they like to play football, and what it is they liked about Drumbar. And some of the reasons will come on back were that we girls that seen us advertised play football and play competitive football, and one of them was it was real personal reasons, like they would have had postnatal depression, and they kind of seen us as a way of an outlet, you know, to get over that sort of depression. And they never looked back since, and they've been thriving. So really, in terms of the kind of player we're looking for, we want to be there to, we want to be an outlet for the women in the community to come and play football with us. So in terms of the, their abilities, they won't have to have any experience. If they have experience, we're welcome to that too. We're welcome to anybody really.
And if there are girls listening who might like to begin their or resume their soccer career, how or who do they contact?
Well, if they have access to social media, we have a Facebook page. Would probably be the norm, but they could reach out to myself, Paddy Gallagher, or Kevin Martin, the manager of the team. So you'd all again find us on Facebook, or you'd find Kevin and Donegal Plumbing and Heating.
Very good. And Drumbar United Football Club is the page to look for on Facebook. How many teams are the Donegal Women's League hoping to have in the nine-a-side competition at the end of March, Paddy?
10 teams have entered so far. There will be an expression of interest for 4 more teams, but at the minute it's at 10, which is very pleasing to see, especially when the 11-a-side league only consists of the 4 teams there very recently. So it's been a fantastic initiative from the league to build it up from 7-a-sides into 9-a-sides, and hopefully 11-a-sides, where we'll be able to retain them teams and players. And we would, as a club, we would like to compete in that as well, but unfortunately the numbers aren't there for us, but we're going to work hard and try and build it so that we can keep football for women in the community.
So it's a call out to interested parties if you'd like to be part of the Drumbar United FC football story, an opportunity to get involved with the adult women's club. And I see even last weekend you had club representatives playing with the Donegal County teams at the national finals weekend in Limerick. So there is a nice little conveyor belt of talent coming up behind you, Paddy.
Oh, definitely, Jim. This is all part of the reason why we want the senior team. We want these. We had actually 3 girls playing county level at the national finals, which is fantastic to see. The under 14s had won their section of the national competition, and the under 16 were very unlucky, where we had 2 players in that. And with the focus on the under 16s, actually one of them girls, Shayla Brannigan, she actually played with our senior team over the winter time, and she adapted and she excelled with it. She actually had a fantastic season with the 7-a-sides. So, you know, I was quite pleased to see in that aspect that, you know, we're providing football in many different avenues for these girls, particularly the likes of Sheila, and Emma McNulty was with her too, so we'd like to get Emma involved as well, but that's down the line. It's never not for her at the minute, but it's down the line. We want it to be there for her when she doesn't have any more soccer to play.
Paddy Gallagher of Drumbar United FC on the recruitment drive for the club's adult women's team. The new 9-a-side soccer competition starts at the end of the month, and if you fancy joining as a first timer or maybe resuming your soccer career, get in touch with Drumbar United FC. For more info, find the club on Facebook. Well, now to last Saturday's dramatic events in Tuam Stadium. By some distance, the most requested commentary file that we were asked for in the last few days to listen back to, the All-Ireland Mesita Post-Primary School Senior Boys Football Final between Ennis-Dymond Community School from Clare and St. Clair's Comprehensive School from Manor Hamilton. Reflections on a momentous day for the North Leitrim School to come. But first, let's remind you of that dramatic finish on Saturday afternoon, as described by the Ocean FM Sport commentary team of Martin McGowan and John Lynch.
Well, into the 2 minutes of extra time, and it's back on the St. Clair's team, and they've won it back, and here they come forward now. Possibilities for them at this stage, as it's been brought way up the field. Tremendous run into the centre half forward. Zach Gething shoots, and Zach Gething
always
into the back of the net. A goal for St. Clair's! A goal for the Manor Hamilton men! Zach Gettings, what a run that was made by Ryan Kelly! And Zach Gettings has finished an unbelievable goal!
And John, you have to say, thoroughly deserved. One
Wonderful defending by St. Clair's. Ennis Diamond had that ball for 2 minutes and they could find no way through. And eventually, Ryan Kelly seized on the loose ball. It was a loose pass because of the good defending. He soloed that ball 70 yards, passed it into his clubmate, Zach Gettins. And very coolly, Zach Gettins slotted that ball by the goalkeeper. And it's a free and out, Ennis Diamond. But we're now a minute and a half into added time. There's only 30 seconds left. 4 points in it.
116 to 112. Jack Gallagher is up in the attack. Our St. Clair is about to be crowned All-Ireland champions. It's an opportunity again here for Ennis Diamond, and they get the shot in, and Alex Diamond was up there, and the ball has got in. And over the bar.
And now it's all about John. It's all about John Gilmartin and his watch. We've seen in ordinary time. He signaled 3 minutes. He played 1 minute and 45 seconds over the time. He allowed an extra chance. He allowed an extra chance for Ennis Diamond to win the game.
116 to 113. Three between them.
Possession is vital.
I make it the 2 minutes are up. At this stage now, it can go any way. Possession won again here by St. Clair's. Ryan Kelly, what a run that he made that set up the goal. There they're coming in. That free is a free to St. Clair's. It is a free. It was Jack Arthur who was fouled between the 65 and 45 metre line. And St. Clair's are moments away from a historic All-Ireland title. Martin McGowan, just look at their supporters here in the stands. They're on their feet. They're waiting for the full-time whistle. This has been some performance of the St. Clair's lads. And they've walked the ball in again to Gethins. What a hero he is. Gets his shot in and has let it over the bar. And that surely is that. And Zach gets Things has scored 1-1 when you need it most. 117 to 113. It's going to be St. Clair's. And there it is. It's all over. St. Clair's have won themselves an All-Ireland title in the most dramatic circumstances you are ever likely to see. What a wonderful performance. What a team effort. St. Clair's 117. It is Diamond 113. It's a remarkable game. It's a remarkable day. It's a day that'll live long in the memory of St. Clair's, Martin.
Oh, what a wonderful performance. Two fantastic teams. Two fantastic teams, John. But absolutely brilliant performance by St. Clair's. Thoroughly deserved their win. From 1 to 23, every man that they brought on there played their role. Ryan Kelly, an opportunity in at the end of the game to win it for St. Clair's. He didn't take his opportunity. But boy, when he got the opportunity in added time, he carried that ball 70 yards into space. And then he didn't panic. He did the right thing. He played the ball into space for Zach Gettins. And how cool was Zach Gettins? Just a little toe poke past the keeper. I mean, it just gave them the breathing room they needed again, John.
Well, once you'd done the toe poke until the ball hit the net, you know, time seemed to freeze. But it went into the net. It was one of those moments
it seemed
that was
to go in slow motion.
Enjoying and celebration.
It seemed to go in slow motion, John, all right. But it was, like, you have to take your hats off to Ennis Diamond as well. What a fantastic game.
Oh, absolutely.
Game.
Like, what a performance. What a game.
4 points down, 8 minutes to go, and they roared back into this game. And really and truly, there was periods in extra time there where they looked like they were going to come back and get on top. But you have to hand it to St. Clair's. Sending Kelly, who was absolutely outstanding.
Do you know, Martin, I'm looking down there. I can see tears in a few eyes there with the St. Clair's supporters here as well. They're trying to, I suppose, take on board what they have witnessed. They've witnessed an absolutely remarkable game. They could have lost it at the end of normal time. They didn't deserve to lose it at the end of normal time. They got extra time, and goodness me, they put in some performance in that extra time to register a 117 to 113 victory. You know, schools finals, they can be great occasions. They're heartbreaking occasions here for Innes Diamond, there's no doubt about that. But for St. Clair's Comprehensive of Manor Hamilton, this is a date that will go down in history.
It certainly is, John. It's history for the school. It's their first All-Ireland boys title. The girls won a soccer title last year, if I'm not mistaken, in St. Clair's. You know, but this on this occasion, it's the boys that have stepped up to the mark. There's a lot of quality in that team, John. When you look through it, as I said to you before the game started, 10 of those guys have played either development squad or minor football for Leitrim, and there's two or three of them now on the Leitrim under 20 squad. So look, there was a lot of quality out there, I thought, for the St. Clair's team. But in any case, John, you have to hand it to them. When Sennan Kelly went off injured, Jack Kelly was down for about 3 minutes there with cramp, you know, trying to get back into the game, and they kept their composure. They didn't lose their cool, and that was the important thing.
There's two men I want to mention as well. Adam McBaron, the joint manager, along with Shane Ward, who I have the pleasure of knowing a long time on the GAA scene here. in Leitrim. And you know something, I have to say, I'm absolutely thrilled for them. And I'm thrilled for Shane because yeah. he came through some difficult days in coaching as well. And you know, it's really brilliant to see men like that win an All-Ireland title.
Well, Shane, without the shadow of a doubt, is one of the finest coaches in the whole of the Northwest. Sligo Leitrim from Donegal. He's currently involved with the Donegal under-20s, and I've seen them playing the Leitrim under-20s on Wednesday night there. And again, very impressive. And that's the thing that most teams, any team that Shane Ward is involved with, they're very, very impressive, John. And, I mean, there today, from start to finish, St Clair's, they never give up on the job at hand. And look at, I mean, there was great contributions from the two clubs there, indeed the three clubs there, the Shannon Gales who had one player in there, yeah, absolutely. But I mean, look at a guy like Luke Farrell out there. Luke Farrell was a minor last year. He's on our under-20 squad this year. He's awaiting a shoulder operation, John. He's that lad is supposed to go into hospital to have a shoulder operation. He pulled it off to be able to play for his school, and look how he was rewarded today.
And we have manager, joint manager and captain coming up to have a chat with us here live on Ocean FM to really acknowledge and mark what is a truly historic day for St Clair's Comprehensive. Shane Ward, congratulations. Jack, congratulations. Well done. I hope the cramp is eased a little bit. We'll share the mic between you there for a moment or two. But just to get this reaction out of here, Shane, I'll start off with yourself as a joint manager of the team. All-Ireland champions, put it into words, if you can, Shane, at this stage.
It's monumental. It's massive. Massive for the school and massive for the community. Massive for the two clubs, three clubs, Shannon Gales, Drumahair, Manor Hamilton. It's just massive for everybody in the area to know we can come down to Tuam, play against an opposition from outside our province and win All Ireland. It's just absolutely phenomenal. I had full faith in the boys. We did. That second half was just tough, and they got a goal at the right time and they built momentum on the dash. But I just said to them, going into the restroom after the full time, I just said, you know, we deserve to win ordinary time. We'll go and win extra time. And that's what they did.
Tell me what was going through your mind at the end of normal time when there was a free tennis diamond to win it. It would have been such terrible luck to have lost it at that particular moment, but you survived.
We survived, and that's what it's all about, surviving and just staying with it. We were 4 points up and we could see the goal, and I had got a free at the end, but we just hung in there. Like, we had full belief. The boys were talking all week about belief and backing each other, and they just had full belief. And sometimes you have that unity in a group and you have that belief that you're actually going to win it. Sometimes things work in your favour when you need them most.
Jack Kelly, if I can turn to you for a moment, captain of All-Ireland champions, it doesn't get much better than this. First of all, has the cramp eased off a little bit?
Just about. It's happened before, but I thought it was grand, and then I was literally walking up to take a free and I just keeled over and I was like, oh, this is going to be horrible. But it eased after a while, and she's like, you know yourself, when you're in an All-Ireland final, you're willing to play through, and so that's what it takes.
Talk to me a little bit about your own performance, and indeed the performance maybe as well of Sinan there. You interchanged a little bit in the second half. You came out, he went in deep, but you kicked some absolutely magnificent scores there today. Scores for the ages in many ways.
Look, it's not really me. Like, it's the boys out the field that are doing. Like, I'm not getting the ball in there unless they're doing the work out the field, or I'm not getting that space, as you said, unless sending Jack Ayer making and kicking it to me. So really, they deserve the credit. I suppose it's one or two scores. Definitely, I wouldn't have said it was my best day now, but look, at the end of the day, you're All-Ireland champions and the boys around you played well, and that's the main thing.
There were so many standout performances. Defensively, you were difficult to break down, but a word maybe about Zach Gethings and the performance that he had in the closing stages, some crucial scores.
Stop. That goal was... I had already gone down a cramp at this stage, and I wasn't fit to run up after. I think it was Ryan going, and Ryan's quick and is very quick anyway, so I was under pressure to keep up with him, and I just stopped. And lucky Zach, he had busted up, and it was an unbelievable finish in the end. In fairness to him, he was quality when he came back on.
It was an absolutely magnificent goal. Shane, if I can come back to you just for a moment. What does this mean in relation to sport for the school? I know the ladies were successful over the last number of years. The guys obviously took inspiration from that. And when it comes to the strong sports ethos that's in St Clair's, a day like this is hugely special.
This is massive. We've won 4 All-Irelands in 5 years, which is, when you think of it, is crazy for a school of our size. But it shows the dedication of the staff and the energy the staff around the students, but also the quality of students we have. They can compete in the classroom and compete on the sports field, and they're relentless in their hunt for success. And even if there's a bad day, they're coming back and coming back and coming back. And anything we ask of them in school, They do it so diligently and work so hard. And we have a close community between Drumahair, Glenfarm, Manor Hamilton, and Shannongale. Such a close community of people, and people all know each other. And just the students in the school just bring the best out of everybody. And we just try and put the energy around them and facilitate that. And, you know, we've just discovered that when you do that in such a positive way, they can compete at the best.
Ain't that the truth? That's St Clair's joint manager, Shane Ward, along with Aidan McBaron, and before that team captain Jack Kelly. They were with John Lynch and Martin McGowan in Tuam Stadium last Saturday on a momentous weekend for colleges football in Leitrim and in St Clair's Manor Hamilton in particular. Big weekend ahead on the fundraising front for both the Leitrim GAA and LGFA county boards. The big Quig Games extravaganza in Leitrim is happening on Sunday night, the 16th, in the Landmark Hotel in Carrick-on-Shannon. A vast array of contestants from across the county, north to south, participants engaging in six skill-based games. That's how Quig Games works, which will test their accuracy, endurance and hand-eye coordination. Well, Helen Hart, who's the Leitrim LGFA County Board PRO, and County Chairperson Cathy Butler have been talking to Aisling Brown and explaining more about Quig Games this Sunday.
For the last number of months, we've been working hard behind the scenes on the Quig Games fundraiser. This is a joint fundraising effort between Leitrim GAA and Leitrim LGFA, and we've had a great interest and great fun in the run up to it, and we're in the final week now of I suppose the last ditch fundraising efforts, and really looking forward to the event on the night.
Wonderful. Garmaga, Cathy, and Helen, you're the PRO of Leitrim LGFA. So Helen, you might tell us a little bit more about the details of this fundraising night.
So the fundraising night is happening on Sunday night, the night before Paddy's Day. It's happening in the Landmark Hotel, and I think a lot of people are probably quite familiar with Quig Games. It's a very good event. It's great fun, and it brings a lot of entertainment to anyone that wants to come along on the light. I know we have representatives right across the county, from Melvin Gales right up to Gortletra, and we're even stretching as far as Australia with one of our participants who's engaging in fundraising for us and all the rest, based in Sydney and involved in the GAA back in Sydney as well, a former Alan Gales player. So all of our fundraisers are in the hunt now for five golden tickets, where they're hoping to skip the first couple of games and get an advantage on the night. And those five golden tickets will go to the top fundraisers in the event. So there's lots of rivalry going on, some old stalwarts of players, both from the LGFA and the GAA. We've, in particular, we've some very young LGFA players participating, and it's great to see the level of interest across the county. We've had quizzes, we've had all sorts of selling lines, we even had lip sync last night in one of our local villages. So it's bringing communities together. People are having fun while raising money for the LGFA and the GAA in Leitrim. And again, it's great to be in this place where we're having a 50-50 joint fundraising event between the ladies and the men's game. And this is probably what the future of our Gaelic Games organisation looks like.
Helen Hart, County Board PRO of Leitrim LGFA, and before that, County Chairperson Cathy Butler, on this weekend's Quig Games extravaganza in the Landmark Hotel Carrick-on-Shannon on Sunday night. Before we go, we've got Sligo Rovers against Derry City live for you this Saturday night from the showgrounds from 7:45. We've a rugby double bill on Sunday. The Women's and Men's Connacht Senior Cup Finals. We'll bring you them live from Craig's Rugby Club on oceanfm.ie. And we've the big Gaelic Football League matches involving Donegal in Division 1, Sligo and Leitrim in Division 3. We're on the air from 2 o'clock on Sunday for all of that. A reminder, very finally, that this programme is going to be moving to a new day and time in the coming weeks. Friday evenings from 6 to 7pm will be our new home. A reminder too, this programme is also available as a podcast on oceanfm.ie or wherever you get your podcasts.